to tell us just a little bit more about what to expect at this year's Great Big Home and Garden Show. We have Rosanna Rabnicki on the line with us right now. Rosanna, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin with the basic details of the show. We mentioned that it takes place next weekend, January 31st. It runs through Super Bowl weekend. Let's start with the basic details of this year's Great Big Home and Garden Show.
Absolutely. So it's at, of course, the Cleveland IAC Center. It's Friday, January 31st. It begins and ends Sunday, February 9th. It opens at 10 a.m. every single day. So that's the easy part. Friday and Saturday, we're open till 9. Sunday, 5 o'clock, so that we can get to see the Super Bowl. You know, we leave a little bit early. And then Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8, Friday and Saturday again, 10 to 9, and then the following Sunday, February 9th, closing Sundays from 10 to 6. But you can visit greatbighomeandgarden.com to, of course, plan your day and purchase your discounted tickets, courtesy of Dollar Bank. And you can also go to Ace Hardware or Discount Drug Mart, and they also have discounted tickets.
Now, there are a lot of layers to what happens at this year's show. There are so many cool things available for those that attend, and I want to know a little bit more about the Home of the Future, and there will be lots of details of this at this year's Great Big Home and Garden Show. What kinds of details will be revealed at the Home and Garden Show this year as far as the Home of the Future is concerned?
So as a, you know, baby boomers are trying to downsize and millennials want smaller homes and want it to be energy efficient. So the Cascade built by EPS Buildings, that's the name of it, it's called the Cascade. It's actually designed to provide you with that maximum living space in a smaller footprint. The house is actually about 1,100 square feet, and it has that structural insulated panel system. And so it makes it energy efficient, but it's absolutely the most adorable house. I want this house so badly. You have no idea. But Sheely's Fine Furniture and Appliance is actually decorating it, and I'm looking forward to seeing, like, their decor and what they do to it. But we also have the Timber Chalet Little Bear Tiny Home, so I'm excited to see that also, but that's too tiny for me to live in. I know that for a fact. And then there's the Container Homes also by Container Homes USA. So there's some options there if you're looking to downsize.
Well, what's fascinating, too, about this house of the future, I mean, when you take a look at the renderings, they look really interesting. But what blew me away, too, is the fact that there's really not much room in the way of hallways, right? I think the floor plan calls for minimal hallways and varied ceiling heights, too, which really makes this thing very, very interesting to look at.
Yes, it's definitely the home of the future. So, you know, hopefully we'll like living in those smaller homes. But I think, you know, because it has more of that open floor plan, I kind of like the way it looks when you walk in, because it does give you that feeling that it is bigger than what it actually is.
And, of course, open floor plans, right, gives you a heck of a lot of flexibility as well. But that sounds like it'll be a lot of fun to pay attention to. Also being detailed at this year's show, the idea of backyard living. So what will we learn about backyard living at this year's show?
So we have two features that actually is going to bring a little bit more of that backyard living entertainment, you know, out for you to enjoy. So, and learn more about, obviously, they're the expertise. So Extend Technologies is building a home theater and a backyard entertainment center. So you're going to learn a lot about more of the ultimate home movie watching. And then on the outside of the house, they're going to feature like a perfect place for friends and family to party with a home theater on the outside, and with a beautiful dream deck, and, of course, a cool sound system on the outside. So that to me, would be, like, the best. I would want that so badly at my house. But we also have Weaver Barns, who's building, you know, some really cool sheds and barns that, you know, you can put in your backyard to actually spruce it up a little bit more. But, yeah, well, everybody wants, you know, those cabin series, too, that, actually, if you have like a lake house or something like that, they can actually add to your decor there and make it more with storage space and, you know, giving you a little bit more to make it beautifully designed cabins and garages.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Rosanna Rabnicki with the 2020 Great Big Home and Garden Show, and that will open up at the IX Center 1 week from this coming Friday, and it'll be open through February the 9th. Boy, there are so many different things I'd love to discuss here. This whole thing sounds like a really, really good opportunity for folks to start to put pen to paper when it comes to their spring cleaning ideas, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we have 650-plus companies on the show floor. So if you have a project in mind, there is something for everyone, you know. And plus, you know, to me, it is, you know, a tradition. It's a fun family tradition so that, you know, if you want to just go there with your kids, there's Playground World, there's Home Depot workshops. Petiti's has some workshops for the kids. So it's not only for the adults. You can also bring your children. And then the Loretta Paganini cooking stage, you know, they're giving out samples and showing you how to make these great little meals for everyone. And we have some local experts on the stage, and then Petiti's gardening stage. And Petiti's, of course, has the most beautiful feature display at the show, and you can also purchase like flowers and other products there. There's so much to do. Oh my gosh, and I almost forgot. I can't forget the 12 beautifully landscaped gardens that is going to be in the Garden Showcase from Northeast Ohio Top Landscapers, and our theme this year is One Tank Trip. So if you're looking for that one tank trip, maybe going to Amish Country or Hocking Hills or Put-in Bay, Tremont, Cincinnati Zoo, you can do that on one tank to the IX Center.
Very, very nice. We're all looking for a one-tank trip, especially this time of year, right, when it's snowing and it's 15 degrees outside. One-tank trips are a nice excuse to get out of the house for sure. Well, you guys are also going to honor active and retired military members as well. How will you guys do that at the Home and Garden Show?
Absolutely. So, you know, we, of course, want our heroes to come, and that's Friday, January 31st and Friday, February 7th. If you're a retired or active member of the military and first responder, you'll receive free admission to the show with a valid ID.
Very good stuff. Now, there are a lot of celebrity guests that are going to be at the, well, not necessarily the whole week or 2 weeks of events, but there are going to be a lot of celebrity guests there through the 10 days and change that this is going on. So what can you tell us about some of these celebrity guests?
So on the main stage, you know, of course, we want to have some of our local people, our local celebrities, such as Matt Fox. He's been with us, and he's our MC, and he's from the show Room by Room. I'm sure many people probably remember him, Matt and Sherry, on HGTV. So he'll be at the show. Laura from Garden Answers, her appearance is sponsored by Proven Winners. Laura is known for her blogging and gardening tutorial videos that she has. She is so amazing, and I know she's super popular. And she'll be at the stage on Saturday, February 8th and Sunday, February 9th. And, of course, we have other local celebrities, but Margie Grace is also going to be there. And Margie's written some great books, and she's done well over 350 projects designing, you know, from concept to completion. And she is just pretty much a wealth of knowledge if you want to learn about home and gardens and, you know, obviously learning from an industry expert in the latest home and garden trends.
Rosanna, one of the cool things about this show, too, is the fact that there are a lot of different charitable tie-ins as well, and there's also a student model home design contest that goes on here, too. What can you tell us about the charitable tie-ins and, of course, that student model home design contest?
Well, each year, you know, we like to honor the students, and we do it on the main stage, too. So the children that win the contest, they design, you know, from beginning to end, their project, and they're, you know, they're architects. They're amazing. They come up with these amazing model homes and model, you know, ideas, and then they're presented and they're actually voted on, and we honor them at the show, and then they're displayed at the show. So you have to come and see them. They're just totally the most, these children are so talented, and you can tell, like, they learn a lot when they go to school. And then, of course, we have our Habitat for Humanity and Ronald McDonald House. The Ronald McDonald House, we have our local celebrities. They design a frog and it's leap year, so of course we just decided to go with the frogs this year. And it's the Keep Calm and Leap On, and people can vote on their favorite. And then, of course, they can do the silent auction and take it home with them, and the proceeds will go to Ronald McDonald House.
Keep Calm and Leap On. I like that. That's something I think we can all get behind for sure. Again, the Great Big Home and Garden Show takes place at the IX Center January 31st through February the 9th. Rosanna, we can't let you go without asking you about your 11 favorite finds for this year. I know that's certainly something you like putting together every single year. Maybe you don't have to give us all 11 right now. I want to save that for some of the folks that show up. But what can you tell us about your 11 favorite finds for this year? Maybe not all 11, maybe 10. we'll save some.
So we like to display them at the show, of course. And, you know, they're definitely, you know, I don't want to, you know, ruin all the surprises here. I want you to come out and see them because obviously there's something new and different and fun. But, you know, we definitely have to pick, you know, my favorites. And right now I'm, you know, there's a modular deck that you can put together. And it was funny, I was watching TV this morning and I actually saw it advertised. And you can actually get these kits and put together these modular decks. And I think that's so cool. So that's one of my favorite finds. We have, you know, the wind and fire chimes. I love chimes, so of course I had to pick that. There's, like, a new cleaning cloth with that actually has, like, this detergent in them. It's the AeroClean by AeroPure. There's just a bunch of different things that I just fell in love with. You have to come and see it.
I like that little teaser. Now people know they've got to come and check these out because, Rosanna, if you give them your seal of approval, that means they've got to come check them out somewhere between January 31st and February 9th. Rosanna, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for stopping by and joining us. We hope that folks were able to make it out to the 2020 Great Big Home and Garden Show. You guys cover a wide range of different topics and items, and it sounds like there are a lot of great exhibitors that are going to be at this event as well, so it should be a lot of fun.
Always is. Make sure you wear your comfortable shoes, and I look forward to seeing you all there.
Thank you very much, Rosanna. We appreciate the time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You do the same. Again, that's Rosanna Rabnicki joining us with the 2020 Great Big Home and Garden Show. It takes place at the IX Center beginning 1 week from this Friday on January 31st, and it runs straight through February the 9th.